defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
My fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Thursday, November 17th, 2016, we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So, the feminists have taken control of the snow plowing operations in Stockholm, Sweden. I'm serious. I'm not joking about this. They decided that when it snows, places that women travel to the most frequently should get dug out first. Shopping areas, bicycle paths, schools, sidewalks, etc. Well, guess what? It snowed last week, and the highways and streets have still not been cleared. That's because highways and streets have been deemed to be used by men, I guess. Men going to work. Maybe we should send our feminist celebrities over to Sweden. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, just when you thought she was gone for good, Hillary rides her broom to an event last night, throwing herself a little pity party at what should have been a good cause. Also, more mayors have jumped on board the baby train, refusing to enforce federal immigration laws. What economic consequences could these cities face? And is it possible that some of these mayors could wind up doing some time? And the city of San Francisco now has a lesson plan for its public school students that teaches them that President-elect Donald Trump and his supporters are all sexist and racist. This is not a joke. And it was all brought to you by their teachers' union. We'll talk about how these teachers' unions have systematically destroyed your children's futures. All that, plus Twitter's on a rampage to purge all alt-right and right-leaning accounts. Paul Ryan cancels a vote on earmark spending, well, until next year. And Donald Trump is, he's actually ahead of schedule when it comes to appointing his top seats in the administration, despite what mainstream media has been telling you to this point. We have a lot to get to today, plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on this show. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I stood for that. I always stand for that. You should, too. You guys don't play in the NFL, probably, so you're allowed to stand. You can stand. Check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. Lots of cool stuff there. New article right now up there by Robert. It's called Melting Snowflakes. You got to check out the article by our newest writer, Ruby. Also sign up for the newsletter there, and you can check out the new Rhino Rants updated daily. We have new ones up there today. Got to check those out. Plus, as always, you can follow me on Twitter until they kick me off, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air, at Rhino on air. Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. You can like us or favorite us or poke us or whatever you do on Facebook. Do that to us first anyway. And you can always email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We have a lot to get to today, guys. Don't go anywhere.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Trying to sell your old car?
Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show here. Big shout-out to everyone listening right now on Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty feed, as well as StreamingTalkRadio.com and KLRNRadio.com at night for the replay. Lots of places to listen. You can download all the old shows, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. I get those out pretty quick now. Don't take up too much time doing that anymore. So we haven't done this in a while. This is the technology trying to kill us. Now, we didn't do a lot of that because of the election and all that stuff going on, you know, really important stuff. What's up with some of these cell phones? Okay, see, my cell phone, I have an Apple, I guess, iPhone 6, maybe 6. I don't know, whatever number it's up to now. And when it gets to, like, 12% of battery life, boom, it's off. That's it. It goes from 12 to 0 in, like, 3 seconds. Does your phone, at least it's not blowing up, at least not a Samsung phone, and you got to send a special bomb squad to come take it from you, but that's still kind of annoying. Maybe it's time to get a new phone, I guess. But conversely to the technology trying to kill us stuff, I have had printer problems since the days printers were invented. Whether it was the old ones, where you had the sprockets on the side, you had to tear those ends off, or even up to having inkjet printers. And so I decided to go the cheap route, what I thought was the cheap route, and I bought a laser printer. I don't do a lot of color printing. It's a lot of articles and a lot of boring stuff like that. So I bought a laser printer, and it was doing pretty well up until about, let's call it a week ago. And now it starts missing lines, and it's skipping sentences, and it's everywhere I print it, whether it be from FoxNews.com or Town Hall or Daily Call or wherever it's coming from. So it's not the source. So I replaced the drum, which is not a cheap proposition, by the way. I replaced the toner. Again, not cheap, but still less than replacing ink cartridges. Those are just, which is crazy because those printers with the ink cartridges, if you have a color printer, you can't print in black and white. It still uses some of like the purple or the blue or something. So you choose black and white, but it still uses the other stuff. It's terrible. So I call Brother. It's a Brother printer, this laser one. And I say, there's this problem going on. I just bought it. It's like 2 months old. And they say, this is what you have to do. I say, okay, I'm listening. They say, you should take whatever you're printing. You should screenshot it, all right, and then stick it into Microsoft Paint, and then print it as a picture from Paint. And I said, no, that's not a solution. That's called a workaround. I want the thing to work the way it's supposed to work. So I'm taking the toner out, and I'm shaking it up and throwing it across the street and whatever I have to do to it. Still not working. So I'm getting ready for the show yesterday, and I have to print out some, you know, some articles and whatnot. So I'm not that smart. I have to read some stuff. And it works. So for some reason, now it's working. I haven't touched it, and now it's working. So the printer elves came, and they saved me. So sometimes technology works for you. Mainly, it works against you. That's the lesson for today. All right. So Hillary Clinton, she flew in on her broom. I guess they broom parking at the Children's Defense Fund. And she made a little speech. It was a little pity party speech. She goes, I'll admit coming here tonight wasn't the easiest thing for me. There have been a few times this past week where all I wanted to do was curl up with a good book and our dogs and never leave the house again. Well, guess what? That's kind of what we all want you to do. But she came out, she put on her best, I don't know, Star Wars Intergalactic Council pantsuit. I mean, are they even pantsuits? They're not even pantsuits. They're like these button-down, like Kim Jong-un things she wears. And then she references her mother, Dorothy Rodham, you know, the one who named her after Sir Edmund Hillary, like 10 years before Sir Edmund Hillary actually scaled Mount Everest. She references her, And then she goes on, we have to work together for the sake of our children, and our families, and our country. We have to stay engaged, engaged at every level. She was choking back tears. She's still not over this. She probably had to take a really long nap. It's been, what, about a week and 2 days since the election? And we heard election night, she went off the rails. Off the rails. She's throwing stuff around. She's trying out for the New York Yankees. She's banging furniture and tipping it over. She became the Hulk. That's kind of what the Secret Service was saying in the American Spectator, whatever it's called, that paper. Now, that was the first one, just by the way. They were the first ones to really delve into the exploits of her husband in Arkansas. So there's no love lust there. They don't like each other. But I guess these Secret Service agents, they sort of leaked that she was losing it, losing her mind. In fact, so bad that her aides wouldn't even let her make that speech, the concession speech, which we all thought was kind of weird because she doesn't make a speech. John Podesta comes out, and he looks kind of riled up. He probably had to dodge a punch or two. He comes out, says, we're still counting votes, and we're not done fighting, and whatever. And then a half an hour later, Donald Trump comes out and says, oh, I just spoke to Hillary, and she conceded, and everything's great. So I guess she's out and about now. She's back on the town trying to figure out how to raise some money now because there's no more Clintons in politics. They're trying to get Chelsea for New York 17th. Yeah, that may happen, may not happen. So they got to figure out where they can make some money now. Their influence is all but gone. See, before there were promises. Oh, don't worry. She's going to be the next president. And we can get all this stuff done for you. Now there's no promises. What are you going to say? Chelsea's going to be a congresswoman from New York 17th District? Who cares? Who cares? I could be a congressperson here. I could run against Kathleen Rice and beat her any day. There's no influence in Congress. There's not. They don't get anything done. They get nothing done. For the last 8 years, they've been sitting on their hands doing nothing. Well, except for, what was it, May or June when they were sitting on the floor of the House ordering pizza and singing Kumbaya. That's about all they've been doing lately. But I guess they're set to get to work. We'll see. We'll see. Donald Trump has a big agenda. And Paul Ryan has an agenda. And I'm fairly confident they're not the same agendas. So in a related story to Hillary Clinton coming out of the shadows here, Jesse Jackson, the Reverend Jesse Jackson. I thought this guy was gone, but I guess not. He was at the University of Michigan yesterday, and the Detroit Free Press, they covered this whole thing. And he's telling students that he doesn't think Donald Trump should go ahead and try to prosecute Hillary Clinton. Well, I mean, just point of fact, Donald Trump's not going to prosecute anybody. That would be up to the AG. It's up to Congress. And he says his reasoning is because Ford pardoned Nixon. So he's saying Obama should pardon Hillary. Donald Trump shouldn't prosecute. He has all of his facts backwards. But anyway, so he thinks the blanket pardon should be handed out by Obama to Hillary to absolve her of anything she's done wrong over the last 45 years or whatever it's been that she's been in the public light. And he said it's okay to do that because President Ford did that for President Nixon. But the big difference here is that Ford did that as he was coming in. Obama would have to do it as he's going out. Plus, Nixon, there was no faith in Congress in Nixon. So it was kind of like, you know, no one really cared. But I don't think Obama wants that to be the last thing he does. See, Ford could just do it first and then continue on with the agenda. Everybody forgets about it. I don't think Obama's going to do it. I don't think he wants what left of his legacy to be destroyed by protecting what everybody really thinks is a criminal. That's still popular opinion. All right, we come back. We'll finish talking about this. Plus, the Sanctuary City mayors, they got their panties all in a bunch. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you.
Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show where, you know, we're talking about Reverend Jesse Jackson. He made a little trip to the University of Michigan. I guess he's allowed on college campuses. And he says, listen, it would be a monumental moral mistake to pursue the indictment of Hillary Clinton. All right. He also says that Hillary Clinton has not been tried, but there are those who want to drag her for the next 3 years. And it will not stop until they find a reason to put her in jail. That would be a travesty. No, that would be what we call law. See, when you break the law around here, what happens is you get arraigned, and then you have a whole bunch of hearings, and then you have a trial date set, and then you go to trial, and there's either a conviction or an acquittal, and then it goes to sentencing, or you go out into the free world. She hasn't gone through any of that, and she has been protected by this administration and Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder and Barack Obama, protecting her from this, shielded from this. I don't think that Barack Obama is going to pardon her. I really don't. He may leave that on Donald Trump. You know, and I'm not sure he would do it either, to be honest with you. He might do it, like, toward the end or something to try to save some face, look like a humanitarian. Or she'll come up with some, you know, list of medical excuses where she needs a compassionate pardon or something. You know, she was all well and healthy before, but now she's going to be sick as a dog. You watch. You watch. He said these kids, Jesse Jackson says these kids, they're protesting because they're scared. He says that there's fear that the Klan will ride again. This is what he's telling students at the University of Michigan. Crazy. This nonsense about Donald Trump being a racist or a homophobe or a sexist or a xenophobe, this is all concocted by mainstream media and the alt-left. They have created this cartoon character and applied all these traits to it and then said, that's Donald Trump. And because of the reach they have, whether it be the Alphabet networks or NPR or every single newspaper out there just about, including the Detroit Free Press, they have the reach to do it. They can make you what they want to make you. But the American people didn't buy it. They didn't buy it. They said, you know what? Maybe he's inexperienced. Maybe he doesn't, know a whole lot about foreign policy. But at least we know he'll get stuff done. And that's what you hear from a lot of Democrats that came over. There were some that came over who were big Bernie supporters. And they said, you know what? I just can't take what happened to Bernie with the DNC, with Hillary, the whole collusion thing. Because getting rid of Debbie Wasserman Schultz did nothing for them. They don't care about that. And then there were some who said, you know what? Hillary Clinton will be same old, same old. And I'm not referring to her age. I'm referring to her policy. It's going to be gridlock in Congress. Nothing is going to get done. It's going to be phone and pen. So they wanted somebody who would actually get something done. And Donald Trump, listen, he has a list. His list is a mile long. And we'll go over it here in a minute. He has a lot to do. He's got a lot to do to make his supporters, his base, happy. He made a lot of promises, and there's some that, maybe he can't keep. And some of you don't want to hear that, but it's true. You got to pick out the most important ones and make sure you work hard to get those done in the next, let's call it 3 years, 3.5 years before the next. I mean, it seems like it's going to be, tomorrow, but before the next presidential election. It's coming eventually, I guess. Now, Jason Chaffetz, he said that regardless of what Jesse Jackson says or what Obama does or what Donald Trump says, they're still going to pursue what they have to pursue with Hillary Clinton, with these pay-to-play allegations, with the private email server. And he says that's his job. This was never about political targeting. I sort of believe that. I think Chaffetz is on the up and up for the most part. See, and this is kind of in response to what Donald Trump said when he was doing that 60 Minutes interview last Sunday or whatever it was. When he says, the Clintons, they're good people. They did some bad things, but they're good people. That's what he's going to do. He's not delivering the bad news. He doesn't do that anymore. He ran a campaign on a lot of bad news. This is what's wrong with the country, and he has my ideas to fix it. Now he just says, you know what? They're good people, and we'll figure it out. It's the AG, it's the Attorney General, whether it's going to be Ted Cruz or, whoever else. It's going to be their job to deliver the bad news. The president doesn't do that unless they really, really have to. He has to get to work on rescinding the 235 executive orders that Barack Hussein Obama signed. And he has to get to work honoring his contract with the American voter. And we're going to go over that when we come back. We have a list here at the top. Let's call it five things that Donald Trump needs to do on his contract with the American voter. And one of them includes getting rid of the funding for these sanctuary cities. These mayors, they're not happy. Not happy. Then you have the teachers union in San Francisco approving a curriculum that tells the students Donald Trump is a sexist and a racist. We have a lot to get to today, guys. Hang in there. Quick little break. You're listening to the Rhino Report.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The Anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha. CRN listeners, don't forget What's Cooking in Wine with certified wine educator and master sommelier Michael Jordan, coming your way every Friday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Time right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. You'll find out about the latest trends in wine, food, and the good lifestyle. And by the way, Michael Jordan can talk to those of you that are really into wine and those that are maybe just discovering wine. The great educator Michael Jordan, What's Cooking on Wine, Friday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific on CRN.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. No pole dancing today. This is the second Thursday in a row we've done no polls. We'll have to find some for you. Actually, I saw a few by Rasmussen about Hillary Clinton. It's not really worth going over. But I feel naked without pole dancing day, which is sort of ironic. All right, so I really think that Trump stays out of this whole Hillary thing. Let Jason Chaffetz, let the Oversight Committee, let even the Benghazi Committee, if they want to reconvene, let the AG, let them handle this. Now it's in their court. You have bigger fish to fry, in my opinion. You have 235 executive orders that have to be nixed, and that's going to take at least a half an hour. At least a half an hour to cross all those out. But Donald Trump, he's not even the president yet. He's the president-elect, and he has already started to make good on his contract with the American voter. Number four, the fourth thing on his contract, a five-year ban on White House and congressional officials becoming lobbyists after they leave government service. Now, if you've been paying attention to the news, some of it's good out there, a lot of it's bad. Anyone that's going to be appointed to one of these cabinet seats, whether it's secretary of this, undersecretary of that, whatever it's going to be, they're all going to have to sign a document saying that they won't become a lobbyist once they leave that position. Now, who would have thought that the president-elect could already start implementing some of his plan? Now, it's not binding. I understand that. If you were to go to court with this, there's a good chance, you know, it'd sort of be like a non-compete, where you can get out of a non-compete pretty easily. That's sort of what it would be like. But he's making them sign it. He's making good on something he said, part of this drain the swamp thing. I really think the number one thing on his contract was the term limits. That is the number one thing for me. Got to get rid of these term limits. See, he's going to have no friends in Congress. You know, they're all patting on the back now. They're taking selfies. They're having a great time. Paul Ryan is not a friend of Donald Trump. I don't care who you appoint as your chief of staff. Ryan's Priebus, I don't care who you appoint. It's not going to matter. He is no friend of Donald Trump. They have two very, very different ideologies, if you even want to call it that. Paul Ryan's much more of an ideologue than Donald Trump is. Donald Trump's just a doer. He sees something wrong and he wants to fix it. He has to get to this hiring freeze on federal employees. That's gotta happen. Gotta happen. Way too many pensions and benefits out there. You know, the rest of us are paying through the nose for benefits. These people get everything for free. And big salaries. Renegotiate NAFTA. Mexico has already said that they're on board with talking about it. Because they know they'll get shut out. They know they'll get completely shut out if they don't negotiate. So they have no choice. The TPP, that's why the Japanese president or prime minister, whatever he is, he's going to White House North today to meet with Donald Trump at 5:30 this evening. Label China currency manipulator, you know, Keystone Pipeline. But really, I think you're talking about term limits has to be high up there. I think you're talking about the wall. The wall has to be high up there. You got to start getting that money put towards that. Shovel-ready job right there. Start building it. Now, there are liberals out there. They're still in the denial phase of the whole five stages of whatever grief. They're saying, no. You're just going to put up a couple hundred miles of fence. That's all. A couple hundred miles. It's going to be a lot more than that. But they start crying. They riot. They throw things around. They skip school. They get really mad. So let them go out and say on CNN and ABC, whatever they want to say. Bottom line, there's going to be a big concrete wall in the areas that can support the footing for a big concrete wall. In the areas that can't, it's mountainous, for whatever reason, then maybe a fence. Maybe an electric fence. Maybe we'll have rabid rhinoceros running around on the other side of the fence. Whatever the plan is, there's a plan. But it has to get done very, very soon. Because if you're going to deport between 2 and 3 million criminal aliens, not just illegal aliens, criminal illegal aliens, ones who have committed crimes while here, your gang members, your drug dealers, you know, your rapists, your hopeless romantics. If you're going to get rid of them, you got to get that wall up. Otherwise, guess what? Right back in. They're right back in. So the wall has to be, and that was the big promise. I mean, that was the biggie. He said a lot of things. He promised a lot of things. That was the big one. So you have to get that done. Term limits. Get rid of the... And listen, Mexico, they're not happy. Because, you know, while they send us millions of people, some are really good people. And some are not. We're only going to send back the bad ones. And that's why they're getting a little antsy about this. Because they were just making a highway through their country, go to America, they have tons of services there for you, we can't support you here, go there, have a better life, sayonara, see you later, adios. But now we're just going to send back the bad ones. And that's going to be a tremendous strain on a country that has a ton of problems. A corrupt police force, you have places like Venezuela in Central America that can't even feed their own people. And that may be what happens to Mexico. So we have to make sure NAFTA benefits everybody, because we don't want to see Mexico crumble. We just don't. That no one wants to see that. We don't need a humanitarian crisis just south of us. But they have to be prepared, whether it's build more prisons or whatever it's going to be. Put them all in the Mexican army. I don't know. Whatever their solution is, at the end of the day, it's not my problem. It's not our problem. We dealt with their problem. So for them to come and say it's going to be a huge strain, I don't care. We put up with that strain. Just now you got to deal with it. So that's that. The wall, the term limits, sanctuary cities. This seems to be the fight that the Democrats want to take on first. I didn't think they'd get to pick which one they're going to take on. But this is the one. You have mayors from all over. New York City, Seattle, Boston, San Fran, Los Angeles, Oakland, Providence, Santa Fe, Denver, D.C. All saying they are not going to honor the immigration laws. They're going to stay sanctuary cities. You had Rahm Emanuel say to all those who, after Tuesday's elections, are very nervous and filled with anxiety, you're safe in Chicago. You're secure in Chicago. You're supported in Chicago. That's what he says. Chicago will always be a sanctuary city. I wonder how the people paying taxes in Chicago feel about that. See, Chicago's got 4,000 murders a year in Chicago. You would think they'd want to make that as safe as possible. Not the case. Once again, Rahm Emanuel and these Democrats, they care about votes. They don't care about the citizens. They don't care about you. They care about buying votes. And that's what they're doing. That's what these sanctuary cities are doing, is they're buying votes. All right, we'll finish talking about this. Plus, what do we got going on here in San Francisco? Teachers union now approving curriculums that are anti-Trump. Twitter's trying to censor people. We got a lot to get to today, guys. Hang in there. You're listening to the Rhino Report, defending liberty 1 hour at a time on the RWB Network.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Here's an important announcement for prescription drug users. If you take Synthroid, Lipitor, Crestor, Nexium, or any other expensive prescription medication, we guarantee you're paying too much. A new program is now making these important drugs available at a fraction of the local pharmacy price. For example, 100 milligram Synthroid in your local pharmacy is about a dollar a pill. The exact same medication is about 30 cents a pill. You can save up to 70% on most of the top 200 drugs prescribed by U.S. physicians. Call right now and see if you qualify to get this special offer of a 3-month supply of most of the top selling prescription drugs for less than $100, plus shipping and handling. Call right now toll free and start saving on medication for you and your family. Call now. 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. Check out all the old episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. You know, I keep this contract with the American voter. You can go to donaldjtrump.com/contract. It's right there, PDF version. You can print it right out. And I keep it right next to my Federalist Papers and my Constitution. So it's all right on hand, right in front of me. In fact, this thing looks like I've doodled on it quite a bit. So I may have to print out a new one. Listen, I love the tax brackets here. Go from 7 to 3. At some point, maybe phase out the IRS. I love that business rate going down from 35% to 15%. We're going to bring a lot of businesses back to this country. And then you're going to have people repatriating money at 10%. And that money can be earmarked for the infrastructure spending, which I know a lot of you guys aren't real big on. It's been a big conservative sticking point, the infrastructure, but you got to do it. You got to do it. And talk about shovel ready. I mean, these roads, highways, bridges, they're a mess. They're a mess. There was a bridge in, let's say, northern New York. It was in Essex County called the Crown Point Bridge. And now for years, actually, interesting side note, the dock that's right under the bridge there, that was in the movie Eyes Wide Shut. You've ever seen that? That's the dock. Anyway. So the bridge didn't pass inspection for, I don't know, 20 years, 25 years, something like that. It was always rotten, no one ever painted it, and it crosses Lake Champlain, and it brought you from New York to Vermont. And eventually, it just failed inspection so many times, they had to tear it down. It had to come down. So they tore it down, and now there's no good way to get from New York to Vermont. And that cuts down on commerce, because people will go to Vermont and they'll work there and live in New York or vice versa or spend money in either one. So now you have to hop on a ferry. And that's like a three-hour proposition. You could just drive over in 3 minutes. They got to hop on a ferry. They don't run in the wintertime. It's a pain in the ass. It's a big pain in the ass. But that's just what it is. Even Tappan Zee Bridge in New York. For those of you who saw that miracle on the Hudson movie, that Scully movie, the Tappan Zee Bridge is right there. It's a long, long span that spans the Hudson River. And, again, for years, could not pass inspection. It was like a 40-year bridge, it was supposed to be. And it's been up for 80 years. I mean, it's held together by duct tape and construction plates. Finally, they're building a sister bridge next to it. But you need this spending. We spend so much money in our taxes out of our paychecks, and we don't see anything for it. All the money that comes out for Social Security, you have Obama robbing that fund blind to fund his social welfare programs. You need to spend money on infrastructure. It's shovel-ready, and we need to do it. We have not had a major road expansion in this country since the 1940s. We need to do it. I mean, you guys don't like it, but it's just a matter of fact, especially in these cities. Getting in out of these cities, it's a nightmare. If I'm to cross, and you know, not to go too many New York references here, but if I'm to cross New York City, as the crow flies, it's about 18 miles. About, if I go from the tip of Queens to the Bronx, it takes me 2 hours. 2 hours! And that's moving. That's how backwards the road system is and how terrible it is. It's not like I'm stopped in traffic. I'm moving, it takes 2 hours. You have to circle this and go around that. No, we need better roads. We need better roads. Plus, people get to work. And when you finish that, you get some money for the pipeline and get the pipeline going. Become energy independent, create jobs all at the same time. Very, very simple stuff. And yeah, there are some eminent domain issues. I get that. I understand that. And they'll have to be compensated fairly. But these are things we need to do to move forward as a country. We use a lot of resources. We drive a lot. There's a lot of commerce, a lot of transportation. And we need to make sure we take care of that. And then we got to work on the grid. Our grid is antiquated. It's archaic, our grid. I mean, there are some places where they have buried power lines, and that's good. Here, we don't. We have telephone poles everywhere. We have one lightning strike, and the whole city's out. Everything's out because of a lightning strike. Not to mention threat of EMPs and solar flares and X flares and that stuff. But we need to get, I mean, some of this stuff has to get done. Has to. We're crumbling quite literally as a nation. So that stuff, you got these sanctuary cities, they're going to lose funding. And if someone like de Blasio decides that he's going to scrub all the information, see, because they don't have to comply. The Fed can't tell de Blasio he needs to make the NYPD deport people. They can't do that. But they cannot stop the flow of information. Even Loretta Lynch said that. Eric Holder has said that. That if information is requested, they must give it to the federal government. So de Blasio has threatened now to scrub the information for all the illegals that they gave ID cards to, about 500,000 people in New York City. That would be obstruction. You must give that up if they ask for it. So will he go to jail over it? Who knows? Should he? Yeah. But he maybe go to jail over some other stuff. His campaign financing. You got the U.S. District Attorney Preparar looking into him, looking into Andrew Cuomo. They're taking down politicians around here like you've never seen. Like you've never seen. We've had 3 or 4 drop in the last 2 or 3 months. Actually, more than that. More like 5 or 6 in the last 2 or 3 months. All right. This guy, is it? Los Angeles mayor. Garcetti, is that the guy's name? He says that they should keep the illegal immigrants in the city of Los Angeles because they are confidential informants. I'm serious. This is the excuse. Because they act as confident. Yeah, so... 2 million people, your confidential informants. Are you kidding me? It's any excuse they'll come up with. For once, me and Charles Krauthammer agree on this, and we don't agree often. I'm surprised he's still on Fox. He's been wrong from day one. Day one, that guy's been wrong. All these people, these mainstream media experts that come on, they've been wrong. They've been wrong for the last year. How are they still employed? I mean, like, imagine showing up to work and not doing your job, being wrong for a year. You think you'd be employed? How are these people still employed? It's crazy. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about Twitter's assault on the alt-right, and is Donald Trump far behind, historically, when it comes to appointing cabinet positions? Hang on there.
Flu
season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
This is Larry Elder inviting you to join me twice daily here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Tune in to CRN 3 Reagan Radio Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern for my live three-hour show. And don't miss the replay of the show on CRN 1 starting at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. The Larry Elder Show. Twice as good, two times daily, Monday through Friday on CRN. Find out more at crntalk.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to the last segment of today's Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. Follow me on Twitter for now until they kick my account off at Rhino on Air. All right. So I wanted to talk about this San Francisco teachers union that now has a lesson plan teaching students how racist people like me are and Donald Trump and all of his supporters and we're all sexist and we're homophobic and all that stuff. And they're going to teach it to 57,000 students throughout the San Francisco school district. And this all, of course, brought on by the union. But I'm going to need more than 4 minutes to take down the entire teachers union, which I can do in about, give me 7 minutes and I can do it. The whole thing is a sham. Unions have no place in our schools. But we'll do that tomorrow for sure. So we're going to put that off to the side and we'll take them down tomorrow because they deserve it. But for now, you know, I mentioned Twitter for how long I'm going to be there because they are purging all of these right-leaning or alt-right accounts. They're not touching the left ones. Not touching those. In fact, they have a button now. You can, like, it's like an option. You can report hateful conduct on Twitter. And you can mute certain words. You can mute phrases, emojis, conversations. And you can do that now. You can say somebody is being mean and they don't like whomever. And they're going to report you. And then Twitter, they're not even going to read it. They're just going to say, oh, gone, they're off. They're purging all the accounts, and they've seen, this is Twitter, they're saying they've seen an uptick in bias attacks and hate speech over the last few months, and of course, only from us. only from us. Because we're the ones calling for the assassination of a president-elect, right? Wrong. Or we're the ones saying that cops should get killed, right? Wrong. See, they're going to let that go. That's going to be fine. They're going to say they're protected under the freedom of speech. But anything we say, not protected, private company, you're gone. Which is not wholly true because Twitter is publicly traded. They do have to adhere to a certain set of rules and regulations. Now, if someone gets booted because, you know, whatever, could they sue Twitter? I don't know. I mean, you know, do you want to go up against Twitter with lawyers? I'm sure they have some pretty good ones. But they're purging accounts. You have Ricky Vaughn. That was a famous account. That's gone. Pax Dickinson, gone. John Rivers, gone. Paul Towne, gone. This has been going on for a while, though. Twitter has been censoring hashtags for a long time. What they do is they'll stop things from trending. You guys all know this. I'm not breaking any new ground here. Or they won't autofill certain hashtags. Something like hashtag Red Nation Rising. They get 2 billion impressions a month, and I've never, ever seen it trend. Never. They don't want it to. They change the algorithm just as they curate news. And they, you know, the day of the election, the day before the election, was all this great Hillary stuff. Great. I mean, you would have thought the entire planet was voting for Hillary. As it turns out, she got her clock cleaned. So you knew it was being curated. You knew it was being... They were taking all the Donald Trump stuff and scrubbing it. Anything Donald Trump on Twitter is always negative. Whatever they let trend is always, always negative. It's been going on for months. There needs to be a second Twitter. I know there's something else out there. I'm not on it yet. But there's got to be something. It has to be an alternative. Got to be an alternative. Twitter is done. It's no place for patriots anymore. We're outnumbered and we're outgunned on there. So we'll find a new place. No big deal. Hey, by the way, Donald Trump is not behind when it comes to appointing cabinet members. In fact, Obama didn't appoint his first cabinet member until week three. Until week three. Nixon did all in week six. Clinton, Bill Clinton, not Hillary, we know that. Week six also. So we're at week 1 and 2 days, and Donald Trump already has 2 high appointments, so calm down. All right, guys, hope you had fun today. Hope you had a great time. A big thank you to all those who serve our country at home and abroad, and a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please keep it up. Please be safe. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great rest of your day, everybody. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.